Hi, everybody, and welcome to Yachting International Radio. You're tuning in to Taylor Tech Stories. And today we've got Matthew Grady from Boatin on with us. So Matthew, I'll immediately pass over to yourself just to introduce what you do and what you're all about. And then we'll go into your career journey of what you've been through, what you've experienced and what you've learned along the way.
Perfect. Well, thank you very much, Ben. It's a pleasure to be on the show. Yeah, my name's Matthew. I'm head of sales here at Boatin. We're a young startup based in Barcelona. And we are the industry's first and only community-based marketplace for listing boats and yachts online. I've been with the company over a year, and it's been a fantastic journey so far. And I'm looking forward to the next steps with the company.
Right, okay, amazing. So that's where you are now.
Sure.
Where did this journey begin? So once you're coming out of education, kind of first job territory, what does that look like? What are you doing? And how was it?
Yeah, well, I mean, compared to some of the guests you've had on the show previously, I would say that I'm at the start of my maritime journey. As I said to you in the introduction there, I've been in this role for a year. And actually, you know, when I joined Boatin, that was my first sort of steps into boating and into the maritime industry. So taking it back to where I'm from, I mean, some of your listeners, I think it's a shame that this is a podcast because they might need some subtitles with the Scottish accent, but that's nonetheless. But yeah, so I grew up in Glasgow in the west of Scotland. And actually, you know, Glasgow itself as a city has a strong connection with the maritime industry. It's famous for its shipbuildings. Now, you know, I think there's only one or two shipyards remaining on the Clyde, but certainly within the fabric of the city growing up, you're aware of the sort of impact that shipbuilding had on the sort of community around Glasgow. So, you know, growing up in Scotland, I was always aware of ships and of boats. And as a young guy, I was, you know, obsessed with cars and mechanics and anything that moved from a young age. So I've always had an interest in things that, you know, are engineered and focused in that way. So my background coming to the role in Boatin, my background was actually I went to study international business and economics at university. So not really the direct route that you would take in. And when I left university, I went to work in a fintech company and in finance. So again, a non-traditional route into the industry, but my role has always been sort of customer-faced and focused in sales. So, you know, upon leaving university, you know, I was very fortunate to go to university and I had a graduate job. And, you know, I'm in that graduate job that everyone or that when you grow up, you think you want to do. You go, OK, I want to go to university. I want to work in finance. I'm going to get a graduate job and it's going to be, you know, super interesting. And I'm going to be the Wolf of Wall Street. Right. But it's not like that. Or for some, maybe it is. But unfortunately, I wasn't in that bracket. So, yeah, I mean, my sort of day-to-day tasks, it was, you know, spreadsheets, these kind of things. And for me, it was, whilst it was, you know, a good experience and I learned a lot about certain aspects about business, about finance, and you know, you grow yourself as a young man in a career, it just wasn't stimulating. And one of my friends that I went to university with, he had moved to Barcelona. And, you know, with the social media and young people these days, it tends to be a lot of bravado. And I met pretty much 2-3 times a week, I was seeing him, you know, surfing and skating and being on the beach. So for me, it came to a point where I says, look, you know, I'm going to give it a shot. I'm going to make a move. So I decided to move to Barcelona. And that was 2 years ago. And actually, I'd never been to the city before I moved, so I wasn't really aware of what it was like with its connection to, you know, the maritime industry, to the yachting industry, and to the community that it has or it supports within the sort of maritime industry. But when I arrived, you know, the center point of the city, or one of the center points of the city, is the port. And I found myself kind of drawn to there, you know, whether it was going out a run or going for some drinks or, you know, it's from my side and, you know, the connection of being obsessed with engineering and stuff like that when I was younger, you know, you would see these super yachts. The Dilbar is often here. The, you know, Ace is next to the port as well. It's, you know, you end up standing there and staring at them. And from my side, that was just amazing to see these things and moved in the city. So a year working in mobile ad technology, it was throughout the pandemic, and I'm sure, you know, many of your listeners maybe identify with this or just in general, you know, I think everyone, whilst they were in the midst of the pandemic and lockdown and working from home, you kind of take some time to reflect on what, you know, in terms of career choices or, in, you know, the other side of the pandemic, where do you want to be and where do you want to be working? And for me, you know, it was this sort of draw to the sea and maybe joining this super yacht maritime crazy community that I'd started to see when I moved to Barcelona. So yeah, I started looking for jobs and something that was relevant to my skills. You know, I love people, I love sailing, I love, you know, everything and anything that has to do with talking. And I'm sure you can probably tell from this podcast. But certainly, you know, from my side, it was, you know, what skills do I have that are relevant for me to make the jump? And yeah, this job or this company, Boateam, met with one of the founders, and I was blown away by their enthusiasm, their passion, the concept, what had been built so far, and it just, you know, it felt like a right fit. So for me, that was the connection made, and from there, we've grown together, and it's been a great journey so far.
Magic, yeah, and like I think quite a few people did that, and with the pandemic, like reviewing, I suppose their journey, their career, what they're actually doing today to day. I think it really brought out the values of anything like lifestyle, families, friendship, all that.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And for me, that was the sort of main thing. It was like, you know, I would spend some time on the weekends before the lockdown seeing, you know, these people on boats having what seems to be the time of their life, or, you know, so I was like, hey, well, maybe I should be joining that, you know. And for me, like, you know, my past experience in boating up until joining Boateam was, I think we've discussed it off air, was wakeboarding. It's something that I'm still keen and passionate about. But, you know, to go into details about the beam, about the mast, about what navigation systems they have, it was, you know, I can't claim to be an expert before I joined Boateam, but certainly now it's the flip side. I'm a total geek when it comes to boats, boat types, boat manufacturers, everything installed in a boat. So certainly it's been an industry that once you dip your toe in the water, if you pardon the pun, you know, you become immersed in it very quickly, and it's certainly, you know, a community that I'm proud to be a part of, and I'm loving every minute. Every day's a school day, but certainly, you know, it's one of the sort of friendliest communities in terms of business that I've been involved in before. I think everyone that is involved in the industry is a true enthusiast as well. You know, I think everyone's got their own boating story, whether it's from parents, grandparents, family, friends, or, you know, even just going on holiday and being on a boat. Once you do it once, you want to do it again. Well, unless you get seasick, that is, but apart from that, you know, it's a true hobby, and it's a great industry to be in so far.
Yeah, and I feel like it'll always fit with your career choice and what you're doing, because it's a genuine enthusiasm, so you're pretty safe there. So maybe a bigger question is looking forward. So what do you see Boateam becoming? And more focus perhaps within the company, or what you really want to achieve, but looking forward, what's your kind of vision?
Yeah, well, I mean, many visions, but in the world of startup, you know, there's probably 100 things on the board in which we want to do and achieve, but it's about, you know, what ones do we see happening. So if we were to say in the next year as a company, so, you know, I briefly touched on it, what we do, but in terms of, again, just to sort of reiterate what Boateam is and what we're doing is, we're a community-based marketplace. And the reason for that is that one of our founders his journey into buying a boat was very sort of fragmented and segmented. There wasn't one true source of information. There was hard to find the boat, find the dealer that was selling the boat, connect the two and make a decision on the purchase. And through this frustration, he founded the company and we've grown from there. So our sort of stance or our sort of goals, and to come back to the question of where we'll be in a year or 2 years time, is that we're continually looking to innovate, okay, and the idea is that through smarter technology, more efficient processes, and artificial intelligence, I mean the API that we've installed and created, this is the next generation in the industry, and everyone loves the word AI or artificial intelligence, but it's how does that work for you, how does that apply for you? And that's our journey, is that we're sort of looking to grow our user base. We've built a very, very strong number of active users in Europe to sort of grow the technology, and now we're looking to take it to the US. So realistically and ambitiously, in the next year, I think, you know, we'll be making a push in the US, and we'll be delivering success for our clients in Europe, whether it's leads, whether it's, you know, new first-time buyers. It's taking them on board with us and educating them on the true value of content, of being digital. It's something that me personally, I'm quite passionate about. is you know, making dealers or traditional brokers or you know, people that have maybe in the last 20, 25 years, you know, worked through magazines and through trade shows and these sorts of non-digital ways of communicating with the buyer, is you know, spending time and taking them and saying, hey, listen, look, you know, this digital trend isn't going away. It's growing and growing year on year. And you know, your high net worth individual user or your person that is looking to buy a fishing boat, first thing they do now before they make the purchase is they go on their phone or they go on their smart, you know, they go on their tablet and that's how they look. So it's, you know, a one part education, but two, you know, supporting dealers and brokers and brands and manufacturers to reach the right person and do it in a more efficient way. So yeah, long answer for a short question, Ben. Apologies. But yeah, I think what we will see the company doing is maintaining our growth in Europe and growing in the US. And you know, on a personal note, maybe if I get to go out to Miami or Florida a couple of times a year, then that's not too bad either, you know.
Yeah, happy days. Okay, and do you like the startup game? So I've worked with startups. I love it. I love the whole like big challenges, a bit of doing all sorts in a company rather than one specific role.
Absolutely,
Isn't
absolutely. I
that
mean,
very,
you take on every single role as you can, you know, you're the cook, the cleaner, the chef, the front door, the everything. It's great though. I mean, for me, I think, you know, I'm from a, and yourself included, we're from a generation where, you know, there won't be one career for life, right? You know, you take skills from one form of employment, one industry to the next. And I think startups are a perfect environment to sort of harness that energy and that ambition, you know. So working for Boateam, you know, we have to do five, six, seven things at once and make sure we do them well, and everyone is aware of the sort of energy and focus that we need. So certainly from my perspective, I love it. I think the startup industry or start, you know, startup style of business is fantastic. You get to, you know, experiment in so many different areas, you know, whether it's advertising, whether it's marketing, whether it's a bit of finance, whether it's, you know, just old-fashioned cold calling, sales, even getting involved in product development and technological sides, you know, is everything and anything that the business needs. And you know, for me as a person, it allows me to grow, you know, and you know, as I say, I think the way in which the business environment is changing is that, you know, this startup module of, you know, not just having one person in one position, but, you know, a candidate or a profile or an employee who, you know, does three or four things is very exciting. And yeah, for me personally, I think this is the sort of area that I thrive best in. I mean, my body might not thank me. I think, you know, I go through gallons of coffee per week, but you know, that's part of the game, and I enjoy it. And yeah, I think, you know, coming back to yourself, I'm sure you've had a few sleepless nights or, you know, nights that are close to the wire where you need to get something finished, and you know, there's three or four things going on at once. But you know, the elation or the enjoyment that you get when it's done and you see the rewards from it, I think, you know, it's very, there's very few jobs or there's very few companies out with the startup game that you get that feeling of sort of success. And you know, it's tangible success, because in the first, you know, you go by milestones in a startup, right? So it's like 1 month to 3 months to 6 months to the year, past the year, you know, there's certain milestones that you need to reach. And when you do reach them, you know, it has such an effect on yourself and the team included, because you know, growth is real growth. It's not, you know, when you're in a multinational company and you're competing with the office in Paris versus the office in Berlin, and you know, it's, you know, the success that you bring keeps the lights on almost, you know. So it's good, it's fun, it has many, many challenges, but for me as a young person with a bit of ambition, it's the right place to be in. And just to make a note on the city of Barcelona itself, you know, again, as I said to you before, I hadn't moved here, or hadn't visited here before I moved. And yeah, I didn't realize there was such a startup hub here. It's a real sort of growth community in terms of business, and there's a lot of infrastructure to support that. So certainly from my side, I would champion any businesses that are thinking of taking their laptops to the sun, consider going to Barcelona as well, you know. And I heard one of your previous guests talking about his story, coming to Barcelona as a young guy, and you know, it resonated with me a lot. It's a great city, it's good fun, and certainly, you know, within the startup business and maritime industry, it's a great city to come to.
All right, magic. Right, so thank you for coming on, Matthew. You've been absolutely fantastic. And yeah, a big thank you from us.
Pleasure. Well, it's been great to come on the show, Ben, and hopefully we're able to meet in person soon. At the time of recording, still the restrictions are in place, so let's see if we can meet at a boat show soon.
No, absolutely, we will. Inevitably. And if it's not on the boat show, we'll go wakeboarding together and
Exactly.
see
Priorities.
what.
Priorities.
All right, thank you everybody for tuning in. You've been tuned in to Teletech Stories. Our guest this week has been Matthew Grady from Boatin. He's the head of sales there. And your host has been Ben Taylor. And all being well, we'll see you again next week. And bye for now.